My name is Trina Teela and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for Anthony Gormley's One Another project. Would you like to state your name, your age and where you're from, please?
I'm Kelly Jepson, I'm 17 and I'm from Barnsley.
Okay, and how are you today?
I'm okay, I'm fine.
How are you feeling about going on the plinth?
I felt a little bit sick when I woke up, but you know, it's like settling now, it's okay, I think.
Did you have long to travel here, or?
Well, we came from Croydon, is it? I don't know. and we got a few trains and a few tubes, so yeah, a bit confusing, but got here. Well, we're from Barnsley, so obviously travelling actually to London is, you know, a bit of a trek, but.
As one of the youngest people going up on the plinth, how is that?
Yeah, it's really good actually. All I've seen on the internet is like people who are like, you know, quite old, so they're quite good.
Do you have any people here today who are supporting you?
Yes, quite a few actually. My boyfriend's with me now, but I've got his family as well, so. So age ranging from 7 to like 50, a lot of people. I think there's 6 altogether. So very loud, no doubt they'll be cheering me on.
Why did you decide to take part in this project?
Well, actually my boyfriend like put me up for it without telling me. And he did it because he knew I was studying Anthony Gormley for my A2 art project. I'm at college, so yeah. It's really good towards my project. I mean, to say that I'm actually part of his work is fantastic. Really good opportunity.
So, will you be using this experience towards your college work?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll be, you know, taking photos. I'll be putting it in my essay.
And do you feel it will define your view of Anthony Gormley's work or alter your view, this experience?
Yeah, I think it will. I think me being part of it will definitely, like, I'll be able to put a better view across to my work.
Okay, and what was your reaction when you found out that you were selected?
At first I was like, really, really excited, and then it dawned on me what I was actually going to do. So I was quite nervous. You know, I didn't actually think that I'd ever get picked. I mean, there's like other 30,000 people, so I thought the chances are, you know, no, I wasn't going to get picked. But then, yeah, I'm pretty nervous.
Why are you nervous about it?
Well, heights for a start. Yeah, and I don't know, it's just people watching me is, oh, I'm very nervous. Especially because it's over the internet. And there's a lot of people at home, like, watching me over the internet, so.
So, what about heights? Is this something, just elaborate for us on that, if that's one of the things that's making you nervous. Where does that come from?
I've just had it like forever, that I just think it's not like a huge heights, but when it's like in between and I'm like near to the floor, and especially when I'm on my own, it's like, yeah.
That's funny you should say that. So not huge heights, but
no.
In between. So
yeah. When it's like
that.
I don't know. It's always been funny. It's like when I can go like to the top of like big towers and I can see for miles and I can be fine. But it's just like when I'm like not too high, but like obviously not too to the floor, it's like, can't explain it, it's just weird.
So do you think this experience will help you conquer your heights or your fear of heights? Sorry, will it?
I've been up there on my own for a whole hour. I think hopefully it will, like, by the end of it, I should be a bit more confident.
And what is it you're going to be doing up there?
Well, I'm going to be campaigning for Give Blood. I'm going to wear a t-shirt and hold some balloons. And, yeah. And At the bottom, my family and friends are going to be handing out some leaflets, which people can fill in the forms and make an appointment to give blood.
What made you decide that you wanted to do that up there?
Well, I was in a puzzle about what to do. I didn't want to do nothing, and I've not got many talents, so I decided to do a charity. And give blood is something I've always wanted to do. I'm only 17, so I've not actually had a chance to do it yet, but I will be doing very shortly, hopefully.
And where does that come from? Is it have you had experience with?
Well, my mum has done it. She's done it for quite a while. Not for a while, but she used to do it, like, before I was born. She used to do it quite often. So yeah, some inspiration from there.
And you said you don't have many talents.
No,
why?
I'm not got many hobbies, not got many talents, no. I suppose I do art and textiles at college, so like drawing, designing, that kind of area. But other than that, a bit boring.
What made you want to go into arts and textiles?
It's like I say, it's just the thing I'm good at. I've never been good at like maths, science, none of that. So the whole designing and making and actually getting involved with subjects, I really enjoy. Therefore, I'm like good at.
And do you have any other creative outlets at all apart from what you've just described to me?
Not really. No, other than that, it's just college and stays there, really.
What are your other passions, your interests, or what do you love?
Fashion. I love fashion. So obviously the textiles thing, getting into designers, being influenced, creating influence things from designers, it's really good. I really enjoy it.
Would this be something you would like to pursue in future? Or could you see yourself doing something in fashion or something else?
Yeah, I think I could see myself doing something like textile based, designing based, that would be really good. Possibly in London.
Do you like London?
Yeah, I really like London. I've already been this month, earlier this month. Got hang of the tubes now, so you know, can go everywhere. So yeah, really enjoying it.
What do you get up to when you come to London?
Art galleries. Like, not many of my friends and family, you know, I drag them round, but I really enjoy it. Especially like the more sculpture than painting.
What would you say is important to you at the moment in life today, for you personally?
Well, at the moment, applying to uni is pretty important to me. You know, getting in there, getting my grades.
So what would you like to study at university?
Well, some textile based subject. I'm not actually sure yet. Something along designing, I'd say buying, but that's really hard to get into, so maybe not.
Have you thought about which university you'd like to go to?
Possibly Huddersfield. That's a local one, local to me. So yeah, I can stay at home.
Okay, and how do you feel about Anthony Gormley democratising art, as it were, and bringing it to the masses, getting everybody involved?
Yeah, I think that's really good. I mean, his other projects, he's done that as well, hasn't he? So I think that's really fantastic that I can actually get involved myself now rather than just read about it. It's really good. I've always liked his work. Just the other weekend we went down to Crosby Beach to see another place, yeah, and it's really good.
Okay, and have you ever taken part in a project, an arts event before, or anything
no,
like that?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to. I always read about it, you know, on the internet, heard about it, but no, this is the first time for me.
Okay, well, if you would like, would you like to add something just before you go up, something you'd like to say, or possibly about yourself? If you could describe yourself, how would you describe yourself as a person?
Friendly. Hardworking. Everyone says that. Can't think of anything else.
That's okay. Well, it's been really nice talking to you, and I really hope you have a good time up there.
Yeah, I will, hopefully. If I don't fall off.
All right.